Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving them a dress like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Oh, good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I have to tell you this. How good is the God I serve? How amazing is He? That's all. I, you know, really, man, when I try to explain how I feel about what He does for me, really the words that I come up with, they inadequate, man. They don't cut it. They really don't. You know, I could say amazing. At one time, I tried something real ignorant one time. I just said, you know, God is just super casual, fragilistic, espialidocious. I just tried that, see how that felt. That's how off the chain He is with me. I just tried to see how that felt, but then I ain't feel right saying that. The fact that He's amazing and awesome, and He's an awesome God. You hear people say that. Well, it's bigger than that too, man. So, you know, as hard as I try, no matter what I do every day, I'm going to come up short with trying to explain to you exactly how He works and how He is for me. So I just thank Him every day, every chance I get. Here it is. It is your determination and your effort. Listen to me carefully. It is your determination and your effort. I think that the average person, and I'm not knocking you, I just want you to hear me out. I think what stops the average person from becoming successful is that we don't realize the effort that it takes. And that's just truth. I found that to be so true in my life and my talking to people and meeting people and people asking me questions about it and me trying to figure out the way myself. I don't think that you really can comprehend the effort that it takes to become successful. This is the thing that you have to wrap your mind around very quickly if you want to be successful on any level in any area. The dream is the beginning. Good Lord, let me tell you something. The determination and effort is massive. You cannot be overly concerned with sleep. If you are a person who is always concerned about sleep, get success out your mind. Ain't finna happen, partner. It's not finna happen. You cannot be that concerned about sleep. Now listen to me. You have to get your rest. But this was my philosophy. I'm just sharing you with how I did it. My philosophy was I stopped being concerned about sleep. I got my rest, but I got just enough to get back to it. And I got back on the grind, the hop, and the hustle. I got just enough rest so I could go and put forth some more effort. But listen to me. You cannot sleep a third of your life away and expect to become successful if you're not already successful. If you are asleep for 8 hours, that is a third of your day. You cannot be asleep a third of your life and expect to get successful. Now, after you get successful, you know, you learn as you go to work smarter, not harder. So as you get successful, you may have 8 hours available to you. But on the way up there, I don't see how you can do it. I promise you I don't. Now, maybe somebody can come forward. I did it. Yeah. Probably lying, but okay, tell your story. Because everybody I know that's successful, that I've sat down and had real talks with, they wasn't concerned with sleeping. You cannot be concerned with sleeping if you want to be successful. How can this happen for you? Listen to me. The effort that it requires is massive. It's an all-out assault on your dream. Now you got to make an assault. It requires an all-out assault on it. And you can't be sleep and fight at the same time. You can't fight when you sleep. Man, I wish I could get y'all to understand this right here. Understand that the effort that is required to be successful will take everything you have. And when you think you've given your all, it's going to require some more. The quality of your chill is amazing. See, listen to me. What is sitting around having a beer every day for? What is sitting around smoking weed for every day for? Well, come on, man. For real? But if you took that beer drinking, weed smoking, chill time and applied it to progressing yourself towards your dream, when you do carve out a vacation, guess where you'll be able to go? Guess what part of the world you can go see? Guess how you could chill now? Now, instead of you just driving every year, your family to the family reunion, sit at the same picnic table, everybody pool their money in. 10 families don't never pool their money in. They down there eating like y'all eating. You got attitude because they side don't ever chip in enough. They down there eating extra potato salad, making plates. You down there arguing about this every year. For real, man? They ain't got the T-shirt money. You know, they got the same T-shirt on. They ain't put in. Hey, really, man? So you want that to be it every year? Or do you want this year, I'm taking my family to New Orleans? Or I'm taking my family to see the Grand Canyon? I'm taking my family down to the beach this year. Me and my family going to go sightsee. We're going to go ride a couple of rivers on Chicago. Me and my family going to go skiing this year. Me and my family going out to L.A., man. We're going to go out there for the weekend. You know, it can happen like that. But if you ain't working, listen to me. Average effort gets average results. That's all it is to it. See, ordinary effort gets ordinary results. But if you put forth an extra effort, see, the only difference between extraordinary and ordinary is one word. That's extra. If you do extra, you can take ordinary right on over to extraordinary. Do you understand? You have to have a massive assault on your dreams. Quit sitting up in here, man, trying to chill all the time. I'm sorry, man. I wish I could tell you another way, but it ain't one. I done talked to Jay-Z about this. I done talked to Samuel L. about this. I done talked to Say about this. I have talked to the President of the United States. I've had a conversation with him about his effort. You look at this. You cannot become successful without effort. You cannot be concerned about sleep. Here's what I did. Now, you can take it from me or you can try it your way. But when you get through trying it, this is what you're going to have to do. I wasn't concerned about how much sleep I got. I just had to get my rest. And once I got enough rest to get up and get the task done, I got up. Somebody sent me a tweet the other day, a partner of mine. He said, I'm going to see if I can pull it up while I'm talking to you. But he just sent me a little sign. Just what, nothing, just a little something to say, hey, man, I ran across this. I thought about you, and I sent it to you. It said, no alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me. It's in block print. He said, no alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me. That's what you got to be about. You got to take that dream. You got to get passionate about it. And you got to get awake. And you got to get up and get at it. And you got to put forth a massive assault on your dream. Your effort has got to be extraordinary. If you put forth extraordinary, if you put forth extra effort, you go from ordinary to extraordinary. That's the deal. You think it's another way? If you got another way, could you please email it to me, steveharvey.com? Let me know so I can slow down some. I don't know no other way. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Everybody, it is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Steve Harvey is not here today. He's celebrating his anniversary, and we are holding it down.
Yeah.
Yours truly, Jay Anthony Brown, holding down the Steve Harvey Show with Shirley. What's up, Shirley?
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Shirley!
Are you my mom when I was little and in trouble?
Oh, my God. My mom used to rip the covers off my behind in the morning time. Also, we got holding it down is Junior in the house.
What up, Jay? You don't want me to call the first though and come back?
I know. I'm doing it different.
Okay.
Be cool. Ready.
Well,
it's
what
coming
up,
to
Jay?
You. Miss Carla Farrell, what's going on?
I like it. Good morning, Jay.
And last but not damn it least, give it up to my main man, Team Tommy.
In the building! Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody, huh?
Hey.
It's the night
hey,
after.
Jay.
It is the night after,
yeah.
Huh? Night after the
night
BET
after the marathon.
Oh, the BET Awards.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
If you missed it, don't worry about it. You'll see it again.
No, Jay, I just came from the award.
Really, Junior?
Yeah. I just came from they were long.
It is the it's the longest running show in history, huh?
Yeah.
I
really
mean,
long.
Everybody was there except somebody who worked for Trump, huh?
Well, if they had gone.
They would have actually,
if you worked for Trump, could you please leave the BET Awards?
They would have gotten put out, asked to leave.
Just like the restaurant.
I know. Yeah. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing today?
Good, Jay.
Oh, my
good.
God.
Good, man.
It's a good Monday morning.
It is a good Monday morning.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my. Movies. BET Award. That's what I did.
Yeah. What'd you see?
What you got to see?
What'd you see?
I saw Superfly. I finally saw Superfly.
How was it?
Oh, it's great. It's really nice. It's a good movie.
Oh, good.
You saw it again? I thought we saw it last
Yeah, I saw it again. Yeah,
oh,
I saw
okay.
it again. Yeah.
I love that movie.
But I also saw, again, Gotti.
Okay. Okay. Now, yeah, here we go.
You went back and saw Gotti again.
Gotti is a fine piece of cinema. Don't listen to Shirley.
Jay, you know how this goes. Yeah. If you love it, I hate it.
Is that how it is?
Yes.
We need to do a movie.
We really do, because we're so different on our movies.
But we both liked Superfly.
We did like
Love
Superfly.
Superfly.
Have you seen
okay.
Incredibles?
No, not
yes,
yet.
Yes, I saw The Incredibles.
Incredibles
too.
Is really. Oh, and I watched a lot of soccer this weekend.
Oh, World Cup.
Yeah, the World Cup.
Home,
man, that was just really.
Yeah,
that's all the time.
Jay texted me all weekend about soccer. We were cheering for Mexico.
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 People of Mexico. Mexico. I mean, you see Mexican flags all over LA, so they're really excited about soccer here, and which I don't understand. I mean, you touch a guy, he's rolling on the floor like you just shot him or something. I mean, the least little touch, he's on the floor rolling around. But I got to watch it because it's really good. It's really exciting.
Yeah. And that's all that's on.
Yeah, and that's
And then that's too wide.
But that.
People are so into it, though.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are so into it. They mm-hmm. really are into soccer. Yeah.
Like, and can I mean, say I don't understand how they score? I don't, the little yellow card, why? Why did he get a yellow card?
It's World Cup, baby.
All right, we'll talk more about our weekends and the BET Awards, plus Junior and Tommy and Jay, they're going to tell us about drunk types, okay? That's inside of Something Funny coming up at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so I got to ask you guys this. What did you really think of the BET Awards last night hosted by Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
You want to know?
It was interesting.
No, the hell it wasn't. A lot of it was pretty much damn confusing.
My mama said, if you're going to have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Really? I thought there were some moments. Yeah, I think there was something missing, Carla. I feel you on this one.
Yeah, that teleprompter worked.
What? Regina Hall looked like she was upset about that teleprompter.
Yeah. She
stood
there, though, too.
That teleprompter worked.
On it. But she stood there with a look on her face like, you know what, y'all done got on my damn nerves.
But there were some good moments.
Yeah, there were some really good moments.
Her.
Her was really good.
Her.
What is her real name, Shirley?
She. Tribute to, go ahead, Tommy. Tribute to Anita Baker.
That was really nice.
That's why I was going. That doggone Yolanda Adams did it for me. You hit me.
Houston in the building.
Is she not the finest Christian out there singing Christian music?
Boy.
What?
That's who you want to lay hands on.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was hitting them.
Really, Tommy?
That's a fine Christian.
If I want to be healed, I want her to be the one laying hands on.
That's one fine Christian right there. She's the finest Christian, and Kirk Franklin's is the shortest. So there you go.
I think I got some sound, too. Kat, do you have that with Yolanda Adams singing? We might get it by next break, but
Okay, great.
She did the damn thing. Yeah. She really did. Yeah.
John Legend, when he honored the heroes,
I'm not gonna say
like
a
the
word.
Guy in Paris who scaled the building to save the little boy, like
James Shaw Jr. From Tennessee.
Yeah, that was a powerful moment right there. Snoop was good. Come on now,
Meek Mill
was good. That was a show.
That was my favorite. Actually,
yeah, he performed a song called "Stay Woke."
Yeah,
Meek Mill. One of his new songs, so it was a powerful message.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh.
But some of it was pretty damn confusing. I'm not gonna get.
I'm with you, Tommy. Tommy all the time. But anyway,
okay.
It
can
was
I ask this question?
About it.
At the very end, Miss what's the lady that runs BT? I'm sorry, I'm forgetting.
Oh, Deborah. Deborah Lee.
Miss Deborah Lee. When she dropped the mic, does that mean like she's
leaving?
Done?
She's leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was her farewell.
She's gone now.
Yeah. That's what I got out of it, Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Well, that's how you lead. Don't give a award to yourself. That's how you lead. That's
because she was executive producer of the show.
Let me get myself some before I get up.
Well, that's one way to leave. Well, other way you can leave, just come over to the Steve Harvey Show.
That work?
That works for me.
Come on, Miss Deborah.
Now back to Yolanda Adams.
She did a great
job.
We
got it. I think we got some sound from last night BET Awards to tribute to Anita Baker Lifetime Achievement Award. Hit it, Kat.
It's been a long time. You know I love you. Thank you, Anita. Thank you, Anita. You bring so much to me.
That's a Christian right there, boy.
And to all of our lives, what would we be without this show?
Nailed it. And then Anita's acceptance speech. I found out later that she wasn't feeling well, so that's why she didn't perform. Because normally when they give those awards out, they perform afterwards. I was so looking forward to hearing Anita, but she wasn't feeling well.
She didn't want to go by.
That's okay. I'm going to go see her. I'm going to see her concert.
She's coming to L.A., definitely.
I'm going to see her.
She's on her farewell tour, but they keep adding dates and adding dates and adding dates.
It's like the longest farewell ever, huh?
Yeah, because everybody loves Anita Baker. Who doesn't love Anita
She's
Baker?
So good.
Let's
see what else. Nicki Minaj performed.
She did
a long set.
Yes, she did.
I just kept watching her waistline. I really didn't look up. I was more...
kind of hard to focus on the words.
Go ahead, Nicki.
When God gives you a blessing, you look at it, huh?
You got to look at it.
Remember she and Jamie had a moment with the champagne and everything, and they said something about look in my eyes, and he said, I'm trying to keep my eyes up here.
Up here, right.
They had a little moment.
Yeah.
I was kind of, what y'all think about the whole Donald Glover calling him up on stage?
It's a bit much, wasn't it, huh?
I think it's too much when the artist doesn't know that you're about to bring them up. I think you catch them off guard and you put them in a bad, you put them in a situation where it's like, what am I doing?
It's one thing to yell at, praise them from their seats, but to bring them on stage, it puts them in another realm and they're not ready for it. You're right, Tom.
Right, because he has been called Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
The modern day Jamie Foxx, or they've compared him to Jamie Foxx because of all his talents. He acts, he sings, he dances, everything.
Yeah. Oh, the poor talented.
Yeah, very talented. So that was a little awkward moment for me. Yeah.
It was very awkward for me, too.
It was. Okay. It was awkward. Loneliness.
It was more awkward for him.
Right, Jay, right.
Yeah, it was
an awkward
moment.
He said we was awkward. It was real awkward for his ass.
He was like, what?
What do you want me to do?
I was at home grabbing my cover.
Junior, you were shame.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Yeah.
He
but doing that was a lot of man love, though. You know, it's like, okay, Jamie, all right, pull up, man.
This is passing the torch. Yeah.
lot of partying after the BET Awards.
A lot of partying. A lot of drunk, a lot of cars driving down Sunset.
People, LA was crowded.
But what people do not know, they have no idea, there's several different types of drunk.
I'm familiar with that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Give us a few.
Oh, here's a few.
Yeah,
here's
we got a
few.
A couple of minutes.
Shirley, you can help us out with this. Oh, everybody join in.
I got you.
There's the I love everybody
I
drunk.
Drink.
I love everybody drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they say that.
Yeah, I love
you.
I love you
so much.
Here's the one. Nobody understands my pain drunk. What about that?
You wouldn't know.
Y'all don't know what I'm going through.
Yeah, you see what they did to me.
Y'all nailed it.
How about this one? Help me get to the restroom. I'm about to throw up drunk.
You're on your own pot now.
How about this one, though?
What you got?
We breaking up drunk.
Oh. I just call you to tell you I don't want to see you no more.
I'm done with you.
Don't be in the vicinity.
And then the next day you remember nothing.
I don't remember. You got
that,
what?
That remember when drunk. Remember when you ain't have it, I had it. Remember when you ain't have it, I had it.
All right, guys. All right, it is Monday. Coming up, Deacon Def Jam and Reverend Adenoid. They're in for Reverend Motown with today's church complaints and announcements right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we have some entertainment news for you. Plus, we're going to run down the highlights of the BET Awards hosted by our friend Jamie Foxx. Plus, we'll talk about the World Cup, Jay.
Watching it.
And more.
Don't understand it, but I'm watching it. Little yellow card for what? What'd he do?
Yeah. And more folks that work in the Trump administration are getting kicked out of restaurants. We'll talk about that.
Donald Trump, could you please leave the restaurant?
Put your fork down.
But right now. Right now, it's about that time. Deacon Def Jam, Reverend Adenoid are here. And also Deacon Jr., too, I think, is in the building.
Deacon Jr. Deacon Jr.? Yeah.
They're here with church complaints and announcements. Let's go.
Good morning and welcome to the JPJJ. That is the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Motown is out today.
Yes, he is.
But we have Reverend Adenoid sitting in with us along with Deacon Jr.
Everybody.
And if you don't know it, I am Deacon Def Jam. So now, I have complaints, and Adenoid and Jr. have announcements.
Okay.
Here's the first complaint. Brother Brody Lazarus McGee, who is 95, is graduating from DeVry and asking that the church throw him a graduation party this coming Saturday.
Hurry up.
Don't have the money, but we are working on it. So, amen. Reverend Adenoid, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but he wants a party after grad. He walks on Saturday.
How old is he though?
He's 95.
Oh, don't make it a surprise party, whatever you do. Get the hell out of it. And hurry up and put that together.
And party at the same time.
Hurry up and get that celebration going. You never know. Anything could happen.
At any moment.
His name getting called.
I mean, just a slight... A slight bit of excitement. We could be at something else.
We could be right in the middle of the funeral.
<It's loud.
laughs> Okay, here we go. A church announcement. Here we go. Here we go, a church announcement. Deacon Jr., are you still here?
I'm here.
All right. Premier tickets for the hit play Prisoners should not eat popsicles.
Did he play?
The hit gospel play. Prisoners should not eat popsicles in prison. Okay. It's not a good look.
It's a hit gospel play.
The gospel play. Prisoners, men should never eat popsicles in prison. Go right ahead, sir. Go ahead with your church complaint, Phil. All right, go right ahead. It's not a good look at all. It don't look good.
It does not look
when
well.
You in jail eating a popsicle.
But this a hit stage play?
It's stage play, singing and dancing and everything. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
You might want to wait till lights out. Let's see here. Sister Belinda Rochelle Wilson, who's 89. Mm-hmm. Who is the sister with the baby teeth? She is asking the church to purchase her some new adult-sized teeth to match her age. Mm-hmm. But that's not in the butt. But she had little bitty teeth right now.
She got tiny teeth.
She wants grown teeth.
She wants some grown teeth at 89.
They look like corn. It's the size of corn.
She said what she called.
But she chews all day, and it's hard to get
food. She has tiny teeth. All right. An announcement? You need an announcement? Here we go. All right.
Yes.
The Africans who don't care if fabric matches, but they'll wear it any damn way, will meet in meeting room 5. The ones who wear plaid, polka dot, check, stripe, they couldn't give a damn.
On material.
Where they meeting?
You never hear African go, does this go together?
Where are they meeting again?
In meeting room 5.
It's going to be a very pretty meeting.
It's going to be a lot of Africans there with polka dots, checks, plaid, stripes, all on one person. Go right ahead, sir. Go right ahead.
Now, Deacon Rebus blew up the bathroom, and it is now out of order. We are having to take the wallpaper and sheetrock out in order to fumigate the room. He is now not allowed to use the facility anymore.
Good call.
Very good call. He knocked the sheetrock off the wall. Man, my eyes are burning.
Take those out, too.
I'm dug my P.O. paint off the wall.
Stomach strong.
All right, there'll be a meeting right after church, right after service, of the one-step dance group. Those are diabetics with one foot will be getting together and having a dance recital.
See, you can do that, see. You can do that.
Being a diabetic myself, the one-step dance group will be getting together right after service. Go right ahead, sir.
I'm going to need you all's help on this one.
We got you.
Go ahead.
As you know, this is coming up the 32nd annual church anniversary.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right, and we have narrowed down who is going to host this here. Now, we have choices of Anthony Anderson, Steve Harvey, Michael Strahan, Ryan Seacrest, Snoop Doggy Dog.
Oh, wow.
And then they... 50-50 on the line now since yesterday evening, Jamie Foxx.
It's 50-50. I think it's like 90-10.
I'll just go ahead and go with Steve Harvey. I'm just going to go on ahead and do that.
Well, we was just on the fence. That's all I'm saying.
We haven't decided yet. The votes haven't all come in.
Just some questions.
Wow.
Some things we need to go over. Yeah. We need to look at the tape again.
Yeah, I've made my choice.
It won't be Jamie, huh?
I'm going with Steve.
Well, I'm going with the guy who sends me the check.
Yeah.
I'm going with
Steve. Best we all do.
Let's go.
All right, then. Keep it moving.
Did Junior vote?
Yeah, I'm going with Steve Harvey.
I think we all are going with Steve.
We're
going
to go with Steve Harvey.
Okay.
All right, here we go again. The people who didn't win a BET award but had to look like they were happy were meeting room. You know, when the camera pans on their head, with that slow clap, they're meeting room 5.
Okay, all right. All of them together. No hardware, nowhere.
You know, when they lie right after, I'm so happy they won it.
Yeah. They deserve it.
Yeah, I'm in good company. You know,
it's great to be nominated.
Hell no, it ain't. I've been nominated. It ain't worth a damn.
Show late.
Listen, let me say this to you all. this just in. Childish Gambino does not want to perform at the church anniversary, and he's asking, please don't bring him up on stage.
Awkward.
Big ups to the pajamas.
It was very awkward.
Awkward.
Say it again, Shirley.
Awkward.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't have my track or nothing.
Yeah. I'm just up here.
Well, I came to see, not to be.
Wow.
All right, last one.
One more.
All right. Trump workers who would like to have their food delivered remain in meeting room 5.
We'll have more from the BET Awards and more from the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we go. This is what we're going to do. We want you to call us at 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE, and please tell us your favorite moments from last night's BET Awards. You know, they were hosted by Jamie Foxx. Yeah. Be quiet, Jay. And then, And then this is a part two. We love part twos. Okay, part two, call the nephew Tommy, with your weekend confessions, because what, nephew?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. That's all.
All right, thank you, Neff. Well, all right, so call us, 877-29-STEVE, and let us know what you think. Steve's not here today. He's off. We gave him the day off. He's still celebrating his 11-year anniversary.
We didn't think he was going to make it this far. So
I know, right?
You know what? I lost my money.
Congratulations, Steve and Marjorie.
He's never gone 11 before.
Last night, the BET Awards, I'm ignoring you right now, Tommy. Last night, the BET Awards were hosted, of course, by Jamie Foxx. Anita Baker received the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Legend.
Tiffany Haddish and Cardi B were not there, but they also won awards for Best Actress, while Cardi B took the Best Female Hip-Hop Artist.
Wow.
And Coca-Cola Viewers Choice Awards. The Migos performed. J. Cole. Yeah, I love J. Cole, too. Meek Mill performed. Yes. I love that song, Stay Woke. That was
a really good, great song.
Performance
Very
right there.
Very inspirational.
Yeah,
right.
Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill's ex, performed, too. Mm-hmm. She did a medley.
Yes,
I kept thinking,
Awkward?
Are they going to get back together?
No,
are they going to get back together?
No, it's not going to happen.
He didn't even look over there.
What? Excuse me, what did you say, nephew? You were mumbling?
She's so damn fine.
Ooh, Nicki?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what you hate when your ex is fine. Yeah. Isn't that a gospel play?
When your ex is fine.
When your ex is fine.
The Anita Baker tribute, it featured Marsha Ambrosius, Ledisi, and, oh, Lord, Yolanda Adams.
Man.
Ooh, wait. Kat, play that Yolanda Adams again. That. Ooh,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
It's been a long time. You know I love you. Thank you, Anita. Thank you, Anita. You bring so much to me. And to all of our lives, what would we be without this show?
Nailed it.
If I was tall, I think I had a shot. I ain't lying, though. If I was tall.
Boy, but you're not. So
stop. Stop playing. Quit dreaming.
Yolanda Adams.
If I was tall enough, huh?
You got to be real
that?
Taller.
Yes, he did.
He just said
Where
that.
Where is Steve Harvey when you need
I know,
him?
I know.
But you're not.
Snoop Dogg performed, too. Forget his performance.
Yeah, Snoop closed it out, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
What about Janelle Monáe?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I liked her performance.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, she did good.
She was fire. I love Janelle Monáe.
Lifetime Achievement Award. More of the winners, of course. We talked about Anita Baker. Best Collaboration Award, DJ Khaled. Featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts.
Wow.
Love that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best Group Awards, of course, the Migos.
Who else
were they
going
to give it to?
Yeah,
yes, sure. Nephew.
DJ Khaled's son need a nap. He keep dragging this boy around. That boy tired.
That baby is tired.
Leave that boy with his mama. He ain't got to come up every time. That baby tired.
His mama was there, too.
He must be bad. Don't nobody want to keep his ass.
He's a beautiful kid, though.
He is.
So cute.
All right, please, Jay, introduce Miss Ann.
All right, to bring us up on the news of what's happening around the country, Miss Ann, take it away.
Thank you, everybody. Okay, here it is. This is Andrew with the news. Funeral services are planned for 11 o'clock this morning, everybody, in Pittsburgh for a black teenager shot and killed last week by a white cop. And I told you about this, and I had the video on my Facebook page. 17-year-old Antoine Rhodes Jr. was shot in the back last Tuesday night as he fled a traffic stop in the suburb of East Pittsburgh. He was unarmed, and even though some guns were found in the car he was riding in, police questioned the driver and let the driver go. There have been demonstrations ever since out there. The protests have been mostly peaceful, with demonstrators reluctantly dispersing, though, after midnight, in accordance with police urging. Officials say the cop who killed the teenager had only been sworn in about 3 hours earlier, although he'd worked for other police departments. No word on what his record was with those other law enforcement outfits. The Department of Homeland Security says it knows the locations of all the children taken from parents who entered the U.S. illegally. The agency says it already has a coordinated plan to reunite the families. Officials say that a special hotline's been set up, which parents can call Monday through Friday, and that several government agencies are going to help them. A global independent survey says that while Americans make up only 4% of the world's population, get this, they say U.S. civilians own about half the world's guns. That's according to the Small Arms Survey. There are more than a billion firearms in the world, of which civilians, they say, own about 85%. And of that 85%, about 46% of them are in the hands of American civilians. Whoa. Well, with key midterm elections approaching, reports are dozens of states have decided to secure their voting results by going retro. A lot of folks in a lot of different states are now going paper because they don't trust the electronic stuff. And that's, of course, in the wake of the alleged Russian meddling and all that other kind of stuff. Anita Baker was given a Lifetime Achievement Award at last BET Awards.
All I would ask is that the music be allowed to play, that singers are allowed to sing, and rappers are allowed to rap, and poets are allowed to rhyme.
And we've been talking about it, of course, a lot on the show this morning. So a lot of folks gave her a tribute and everything. And she said she really wanted to pay tribute to the people who said she would never make it and let them know that she has. And now she's on a retirement tour, as a matter of fact. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, whites make up a minority, could make up a minority in the U.S. by the year 2045. That's because white deaths now outnumber white births in more than 26 states. Finally, the sequel to Jurassic World had a boffo first weekend.
Genetic power has now been unleashed.
You can't put it back in the box.
These creatures were here before us. And if we're not careful, they're gonna be here after. Welcome to Jurassic World.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom brought in $144 million. More entertainment, today's trending topics coming up on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to go to the phones, okay? We have a two-part question on the table.
Part one.
Number one, what did you think of the BET Awards last night? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Part two, mm-hmm. And this is Tommy's favorite part. Mm-hmm. What were your weekend confessions, or what are your weekend confessions, okay? We asked you to call us 877-29-STEVE. Tommy, you were hanging out at the BET festivities this weekend.
I did. I hosted an event called Laughter Matters on Friday night, mm-hmm. off the chain with our boy Rodney Perry.
RP funny.
Was in the building. A young comedian Billy Sorrell off the chain.
Mm-hmm. No, Billy.
Young lady named Pretty Ricky. You know Pretty Ricky?
Oh, James? One of my favorite comedians. She is so funny. I love Pretty Ricky.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Brandon T.
Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all of us were doing our thing. But anyway, mm-hmm. we had a good time. We hosted it for Robbie Reed. Y'all know Robbie Reed,
oh,
the castle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My neighbor never casts me in a damn thing. But go right ahead.
Welcome
so
down.
Sweet,
bitter man.
Yeah.
Bitter
I am very bitter, yeah.
But it was off the chain. So let's go to the phone. Let's do that.
All right, let's go. let's go to line one and talk to a Damon out of Chesapeake, Virginia.
Damon. Damon?
Hello? Hello?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? My name is David. David.
Oh, David.
Oh, David.
I'm sorry.
Wow. It's on the board as Damon. I'm sorry, David.
It's okay.
Go ahead,
good
man.
Morning. How you guys doing? I love Janelle Monáe. She did an awesome job. But mm-hmm. Yolanda Adams' tribute to Anita Baker had hair standing up on the back of my neck. I
wow.
love
you. Yeah. Talk
yeah.
You
gotta go ahead, yeah. on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like it. Any confessions?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I can't tell my confessions over this line.
Yeah, you can.
Right. Come on, David. We're here for you, David. We're here for you.
If you would have stuck with the first name, you could have done it.
All right, David. All right, let's go to line two. Talk to Billy out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Billy?
Is Billy there?
Whoa, Billy.
All right, let's go on to line three. Latrice out of Kansas City, Missouri.
All right, Latrice.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Latrice.
Good morning, girl.
Okay, so my favorite moment, I have to withdraw my statement I said earlier because...
What did you say?
Yeah, I just said I did not like... I didn't care for it last night. They didn't bring out, you know, how they normally do the old school... They did the tribute to Anita Baker. Of course, Yolanda Adams made me think I was in church for a minute. But my favorite part was when it was over. I mean, I just didn't... Nothing really grabbed me last night.
Yeah. The priest said, when she saw credit, I got happy.
Ooh, finally.
That's your favorite part.
Finally, it's
stood
over.
Up, clapped, and everything.
You sat through the whole thing?
I mean, no, I watched it, but I mean, I kept flicking back and forth to Naked and Afraid. I mean, Naked and Afraid was more fun, exciting to watch than the BET.
Jimmy Fox seemed like he was naked and afraid.
Uh-huh. Girl, right here.
Well, all right, Latrice.
Just told us.
All right, thank you. We're going to take more of your phone calls at 34 after the hour. Pick up the phone, 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are taking calls for the nephew's weekend confessions. Call Tommy and confess what you did over the weekend. And tell us about today's trending topic right now, the BET Awards that were hosted by Jamie Foxx last night.
What'd you think about it, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. Let us know. But Tommy, you want weekend confessions because what?
You know what, Cheryl, I'm always here to, you know, I'm not really here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. You understand what I'm saying?
Just nosy.
Just get it off your chest. Uh-huh. So when you call in here, let me tell you something. Don't give me your real name. You know what I'm saying? make a name up, all right? Make a name up so you can get it off your chest. This is not for everybody to know your business. This is for you to release. Just release.
Okay.
Now you want somebody to help you, you call Steve Harvey. I don't help people.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
You call him tomorrow.
He's off people. Today celebrating.
He the self-help person. I'm
He's
not that
in
person.
The helping business, right?
Yeah.
He
I just want to hear what you're going through. So do we have any calls that I'm that looking for me?
Yeah, of course we do. Let's go to
See
line.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's go to line one and talk to Mark out of Detroit.
Mark out of Detroit. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, family? Y'all all right?
We good, man. We good. Tell us
Charlie
two things.
Tyler.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Junior.
What up, my man? Mark, what's happening, boy?
How's it all good? What's up, fool?
Oh, it's all
Listen.
Listen.
So.
Listen.
Yeah, I say a fool. You know, I do like Steve do. But listen, man. I was supposed to have been with my girl last night.
Uh-huh.
But I made up a story and I had something to do. So, you know, I didn't want to get caught up. So I drove my car to my brother's house. And then I got an Uber and took it to her sister's house.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that is great. That is so good,
well,
Mark.
You know, we was at a barbecue about a week ago.
Man,
and man
hero.
Hitting on me, slid me the number and all that, and been calling me. So I said, well, I'm going to come by there. You know, and we watched the BET Awards together, man. But the problem is this.
Sure.
The phone, man. I got, 1,000 text messages and 100 missed calls, man. The phone just rang all night to the point where I just had to turn it off, man.
Well, what you think was going to happen,
Mark? I don't know. You know, and then now I'm feeling bad because you know what? It wasn't even like I thought it was going to be.
Who's
it
better?
It wasn't worth it,
Who's
man.
Better?
It wasn't worth it, man.
Which sister?
Which sister's better?
Sister wasn't as good as sister.
I need to ask. Which sister was better?
Since you're doing it.
Yeah, since you did it. Which sister was better?
Well... The one I went to go see was not better than the one I'm with.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Isn't that a letdown? Don't you hate when that happens?
I could have stayed with my real
girl. But you know
girl.
What, though? what we call that is Uber booty, though. That's what you be. You know what I'm saying? That's really what that is.
That's
really,
called man. Keeping
but
it in the
But you did that part right. Would you, why you ain't just pick up the phone and step outside for a minute?
Well, because then there have been all the questions. Where you at? What you doing? You know.
I'm at your sister's house. Damn it. Leave me alone.
Yeah. But it was good,
though. I cannot believe this.
I know. Thank you, Mark.
You got it off your chest, though, baby.
Ain't all he got off.
He already knew her.
Give me one more, Shirley.
All right, let's go to line. Let's go to line five and talk to Joy out of Chicago.
Joy, Chi-Town, what's going on this morning?
I was just there.
Good morning. Good morning. I was a little naughty this weekend, so here it is. I met a guy. Well, I shouldn't say I met. I was on chatting online with someone for about the last 3 months. Met him last week, and he claimed he was single and never married. Blah blah blah. But I discovered that he was not only married, he's a deacon at my goddaughter's church and just got married last month and has a pregnant wife. So I took a copy of his profile picture along with sort of his our chat line and, you know, blocked my name out.
We got to go, baby.
We got to go.
All of the church members.
Hold on, hold tight. We'll be right back to you. Hang on.
All right. Up next is the nephew with the prank phone call and all of that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter, the subject, she should not have two good men. But right now, and we're going to go to the nephew with the prank phone call, but we got to get back to this call. This is Weekend Confessions Monday, and we had Joy on line five from Chicago talking about her situation with this married deacon at the church.
All right, let me go. Joy?
Yes?
And pain.
Oh. All right. All right, Joy. Real quick, you got to make it fast for me. You got it. You find out the guy was married, the wife is pregnant, and he's a deacon at your God baby's
church,
right?
Yeah. So okay, I took pictures take of it from his there. Profile and printed them out and put them on all the other deacons and the people in the church's parking lot's windshield so they could see what he was.
Proud
you
of you.
All on everybody windshield.
That's wrong. What she said.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. All his comments about being married and all you know his good works at the church, along with his picture, so he couldn't deny that it was him.
That is not a Christian thing to do.
Oh, that's but
it is
listen,
not.
Baby.
That's why I have to confess to Tommy.
Joy and pain.
You ain't the joy I want to run into.
She's a woman scorned. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't
well,
do
joy,
it.
Well, Joy, did you at least watch the BET Award?
No, I didn't get it. I taped it, so I don't want to hear too much because I got to
watch
cause
you,
tonight.
That's because your ass out there putting flies on there by the car.
She's street teaming.
Thank you, Joy.
She's street teaming.
She's street teaming.
Yeah, street teaming, man.
Which one?
All right, y'all ready to get your prank on?
Yeah.
What you got, man?
All right, I got to say it. I hope I can say it right. Mr. Wiggins.
Oh, Lord.
Play it, cat. Mr. Wiggins.
Hello?
Hello, hi, my name is George. I'm with Green Lawn Services. We came out and cut your yard yesterday, and we're trying to make sure that you liked everything thoroughly. We cut the front, the back. We also did your hedges, put some mulch in the flower beds, the weed eating in the whole nine yards. And we also left an invoice on your doorstep. Want to make sure you got that as well.
Y'all the cut my yard? Man, I walked all around, man. It looked good, but I was trying to figure out who the hell cut it.
Sir. Yeah, we cut it as of yesterday. You were actually on our schedule, and we did everything thoroughly. I'm actually just calling as a follow-up.
How the hell I get on your schedule, Doc?
Sir, are you Mr. Malone at 50 Zimmerman?
Hell no, man. I'm Wiggins from 50, man. You cut the wrong house. That's next door, man. So I guess you need to put your invoice on their door, partner.
Sir, you're not Mr. Malone at 50 Zimmerman?
Say, man, I just told you, I'm 53, and I'm Mr. Wiggins. You done cut the wrong door. Y'all need to go over to Mr. Longhouse and get your money, because you ain't cut the you got the wrong house.
No, sir.
No, y'all coming over here trying to collect no money.
Well, sir, hold on just a second here. You're saying we didn't.
My you done cut the wrong yard.
Sir,
I ain't on no schedule. I ain't tell you come over here and cut and you go over there and talk to Malone, get your money. You can't ain't.
Sir, there's no way we can charge Mr. Malone if we haven't cut his yard. Now, let's just
well,
back.
You need to take your over there and cut Mr. Malone's yard and put that invoice in his yard. You ain't cut your here, partner.
And
you,
sir,
you
I understand.
Thing at this house.
Sir,
y'all
listen.
Y'all done up and cut the wrong yard. You go cut the right yard and get the right that invoice. You ain't got here. You ain't getting thing at this house.
Okay, sir. I say this now.
I didn't call no Carter to come cut over here. You go to that house and cut his right and get him the invoice. You ain't get here, partner.
I understand that, sir. Listen, what I want to say is we'll go over and we'll take care of Mr. Malone's yard. I understand that we've made a mistake, but I understood you say that you did like the services. So wouldn't it be even right for you to actually go ahead and send the invoice in along with the check since you did like the services?
Well, evidently, it seems like your is retarded, because then I just tell you, you cut the wrong yard. You go over there and cut the right yard and get your money. You ain't got nothing but practice here. You done a good job.
I understand that we cut the wrong yard, sir. I understand that. But you got the services and you like the services. I don't want to have to come out there and get the money from you.
Well, come on if you're coming. Come on if you're coming. I got something for you. Come on over here and get your money.
But you said you like.
I wouldn't give a if I said the moon was green. You cut the wrong yard, you go get your money from the right. You ain't getting here.
Sir,
come on,
you...
I got something for you. You come on over here. You see what you get.
Sir, I
cut the wrong yard. You trying to get my money. You ain't getting here. Now you go get your from the right. You either right next door, go cut that and leave that paper over there.
I'm coming over there.
You want me to start some? I start some. Ain't finna come around here and do no and be charging me no money now. Yeah, I got more heat than hell. Get your money if you want to come get it.
You got your yard cut, and we deserve to get our money back. Now,
you deserve to get your whoop. You come around here trying to get some money. Now, I told you you don't cut the wrong yard. Now,
and I'm going to tell you, don't make me whoop your behind this yard.
You come on then. You come bring your tongue.
I will whoop your behind in the front yard that just got cut.
You bring your mama and your pappy, and you come try to get this money. I'll put some on you.
Don't you? I got one more thing to tell you. Is you listening?
It's, I don't want to hear now. You come stand up some now. You cut the wrong yard.
I've got one more thing to tell you. Is you listening, Mr. Wiggins?
I'm listening.
Look, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. Hello?
What? I know good and well.
You
I sit here and listen to this every morning, and y'all around got my.
Look at him. Your boy Gary just pranked you, man.
Oh,
hey.
We laughing now, but I'm going to whoop Gary.
Let me ask you something, though, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ooh, Mr. Wiggins was going on in. You, yeah.
Bring your mammy and your pappy. When last time you hear mammy and your pappy?
They all say, come on, bring it. Uh-huh. Not one.
Not one, man, not six.
They all say, well, bring
but
it.
But he was upset unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Bro, you went too far with it.
Yeah, okay. Play too much, Mr. Wiggins.
Let me tell you what I got on tap, y'all. Nephew Tommy, along with blazers and bow ties, I am throwing the party of the summer. It's in Houston, Texas, Saturday, July 7th, baby. July 7th, you do not want to miss it. The Health Museum, 1515 Herman Drive. And I got the buffet for you.
Nice.
I got the DJ for you.
Mm-hmm.
Live band for you.
Mm-hmm.
VIP section.
Yeah.
And last but not least, open bar.
Like it.
You better get it. Go to eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and get your tickets if you want to have, you know, you want to come party with the nephew, you know, 4th of July weekend.
That's nice.
You know, my baby AKA, so I'm throwing a little something so she can hang out doing her week. You understand what I'm saying?
Ooh, my aunt is an AKA. She coming.
She'll be there.
Yeah.
At the door.
Yeah.
Hey, looking for her name. Yes. July 13th through the 15th, Duval, Jacksonville, the Comedy Club of Jacksonville, the nephew coming your way. That's July 13th through the 15th. Going to spend a whole lot of time in the ATL this summer, okay?
Okay.
All right, so since I'm already there. ATL, that is Uptown Comedy Club, July 20th through the 22nd. The nephew going to be there all summer long. Come hang out with me. That weekend, I will be at Uptown Comedy Club, July 20th through the 22nd. Y'all cool with that?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Are you cool with it?
I'm cool with it.
Okay, because you're going to be out and about.
I'm going to be out and about.
Just saying.
You need a club
she
call.
She's talking about prank calls.
Uh-huh.
That's what she
she's saying it could happen.
Yeah.
Somebody going to run up on me, huh?
Ooh.
Mr. Wiggins.
Mr. Wiggins going to whoop that ass.
I got to tell y'all about my old moment I had this past weekend.
Oh, you really?
At the BET Awards.
At the BET, at the thing I did. I'm going to tell y'all when we come back. How about that?
Okay.
When we get time. Y'all got to hear this.
It's longer than 30 seconds.
Old moment.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm getting old.
Going behind at the BET Awards trying to hang.
Oh, kicking it.
You didn't know it.
I can't get my pants low enough. I can't.
You got a yes, sir?
Coming up, we got the strawberry letter on tap. The subject this morning, you guys might not like this one, but the ladies do. She should not have two good men. That is the subject.
Cool with it.
She should not have two good men. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, listen. Today marks the 9th anniversary of the death of the King of Pop.
Wow,
those years went fast, didn't they?
Did.
Yeah. Michael Jackson died on this day, June 25th, in 2009. And coming up at 41 after the hour, Steve's special exclusive throwback interview with the King of Pop. You do not want to miss this. It was really good. But first, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need some advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? We could be reading yours live on the air, just like we're going to do this one coming up. And we're here for you. We want you to know that. We're here for you. Let's
yes,
go
we
now.
Are. Mm-hmm. So buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, thank you. As we mentioned earlier, Steve Harvey is out still celebrating his 11th year wedding anniversary. Congratulations.
I can't believe he made it.
Stop that.
I can't.
That's a Strawberry
11.
Letter, sure.
Is this his first 11?
That is.
Put up with him for 11?
That's the subject I can't believe. He made.
I can't believe it.
So we got the fellas in. We got Jay. We got Junior. And we have the nephew to respond to the Strawberry Letter. Today's subject, she should not have two good men. What? Says who? All right, here we go. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 45-year-old single black female. My best friend is a 55-year-old married female. She and I are on the same dating website. Yes, she's married. Recently, she told me that she's fallen in love with one of the guys she met on the site. They have been seeing each other for 2 years. Her husband is clueless. He takes care of her, she does not have to work, and he is a great provider. On the other hand, the guy that she is in love with is single, and he has no idea that she is married. I also met this guy online right after she did. We went out a few times, and although I knew he was dating my friend, I don't feel bad because he should be with a single woman like me instead. I really like this guy, and I know everything about him. I think I'm falling in love with him, too. My best friend has no idea. This guy is so kind, and he's a great lover. He is a good black man. My best friend told me that if he ever found out she was married, he would drop her. I was so tempted to tell him or drop a hint or somehow to let him know that she is married. I know that won't guarantee that he'll be with me, but at least it would free him up for the countless single women that deserve a good man like him. I think my friend should come clean with her husband because he too is a good man. How can I end this mess? I want to tell her boyfriend that she is married. What do you think? Please advise. My friend once told me that all the married men are tied up by single women. He once told me that. This was years ago. I was like, really? True, but anyway, what did you say, nephew?
So true.
Anyway, how can you end this mess? It is not for you to end, sweetheart. This is not for you to end. I mean, some people just have everything, don't they? And then some people want what they have, and they're all in their business. Well, guess what? That is you. Why are you so worried about what she's doing? Okay, is it wrong? Yeah, of course it's wrong. But are you judging her? This is her life. You said yourself that even if you tell this man that she is married, it will not guarantee that he'll be with you. So as I see it, you have a couple of choices here. You can continue to be one of his girlfriends, you know, side piece, whatever you want to call it. Or you can tell him that your best friend is married and take your chances that you'll have him all to yourself after that. You said again, this will not guarantee that he'll be with you. But this girl is your best friend, though. I mean, really, she's your best friend. Why would you do that? What about the girl code and all that? Why would you bust her out by telling her man, her boyfriend, her side piece, that she is married? Why would you do that? I mean, you'd break up with your girlfriend over a man? I don't know. What about the girl code? Jay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right now you have four happy people.
Four happy people?
Four people that are happy.
Okay.
Why would you want to make four unhappy people? Why would you do that?
Uh-huh.
So you got four people happy that are very happy right
she's
now.
She's happy. Her girlfriend's happy.
Everybody happy.
Her girlfriend's husband's happy.
Everybody is happy.
And the guy they met online.
You open your mouth, you're going to have four unhappy damn people. Yeah.
It's not for her.
Not at all.
You. No.
Why would you do that? That's just evil and sinful. You should burn in hell for doing that.
Making four unhappy people?
It's four happy people already.
I got you.
That are very happy. Yeah. You open your mouth, what you got?
Four unhappy.
Unhappy ass
yeah.
people.
Four unhappy. Like, what you say something for? We was doing good. We was going on dates,
keep
dinner.
In the dark.
It's like the song. Everybody in the club getting tips.
Everybody.
To the window,
that was
to
my
the
jam,
wall.
Too.
Why you want to mess things up? Mm-hmm. Shut your damn mouth.
Yeah. How can, why does she feel it's
in the words of Judge Judy.
Yeah. She does it with the fingers, closing the fingers.
Snatching your words.
But why does she think it's her issue to end this mess?
Because she wants to see. Yeah, she wants the man.
She wants the man.
You're going to make everybody unhappy, Junior.
Over this man. Come on, Junior.
I'm with you, Jay. I had wrote some things down, some things I think she should just focus on.
Uh-huh.
And first one was mind your business.
Thank you.
That's the first thing I wrote down. Okay, right there. Halfway through the letter, I said, you know what? She needs to just mind her business. Secondly, I don't know if she's ever heard of this, but see no evil, speak no evil, and hear no evil. You just shouldn't have none. And then the last one.
Uh-huh.
Work on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I ain't got time to focus on her. I got to work on me. That's all she needs to do. This woman is really bothered by this girl having two good men.
Yeah, she
what?
Is. That's her issue.
What for?
Absolutely.
You got to get one. She has two. You got to get one.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious she got that good. The fact that she got two men.
And she's been dating him for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Let's not forget
that. Good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Ain't nothing like good.
Man. Good.
I have been cheated on and know that she was cheating, and I stayed.
That's
ain't
the good.
I ain't
good.
Going nowhere.
That's good.
I know you're going with Daryl. I'll be here.
So is that true, though, that the married Daryl. Women have all the single guys tied up?
Hell yeah. Did my voice get high?
Yes, it did.
She out with Daryl, but she'll be back this evening.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to come home.
Yeah.
Look at the time. They should be rolling in right about
the other thing, not only does she want to tell the boyfriend, she wants her girlfriend to tell her husband, come clean with her husband.
Could you mind your own damn business,
please? It's too much. This is way too much right here.
I like work on you.
Work on you!
All right, listen, we'll have part two of our response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter. She should not have two good men. Coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes, you do not want to miss Steve's special throwback interview with the king of pop, the one and only Michael Jackson, as we celebrate the ninth anniversary of his passing today.
Man, he was such an influence.
He was.
A legend.
I mean, he was everything, musically and entertainment-wise.
I'm going to sit on the side of my house. I'm going to sit on the side of my house.
His music lives on right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes, it does.
That's right.
All right, it's time for part two of our response to today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, she should not have two good men. A 45-year-old single black female wrote this letter. Her best friend is a 55-year-old married female. Here's the deal. They're both of these ladies are on the same dating website, the single woman and the married woman. And the single woman is mad that the married woman has a good man off the off the dating site, along with her husband, who's a good man. The single best friend, they're best friends, too. The single best friend wants to tell the man because they're both dating the same man. She wants to tell the man that her best friend is married because he'll dump her if he finds out she's married. But what kind of best friend is this? She wants to know, how can she end all of this? She's mad because her friend has a good husband and a good boyfriend, and she wants the boyfriend for herself. So there you go. She wants to know, should she tell? What do you think? Anyway, that's the situation. Tommy, what do you think?
Battle of the cookie. Winter is coming. It is battle of the cookie. Now, what you don't realize, they got a lot of different battles. They got battle of the bands, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
battle of the cookie. You understand
yeah.
that? Uh-huh. You got to get your cookie in the game. They have battle of the sexes, don't they?
Yeah.
This battle. Yes. This is really nothing but an unorthodox threesome. Swing it at best. You understand what I'm saying?
So here's what it is.
You ask the question, how do I end this mess?
Yeah.
Menage a trois. Bring that thing on around. Swing it on around here. You might as well.
This is ignorant.
What's wrong?
Battle of the cookies.
Everybody know
yes.
everybody.
I'm with him.
Get yeah. your cookie right. into the game. And then you worried. This is what bothers me. Mm-hmm. When you worried about y'all having the same man. People use the same silverware every day, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Put your silver in the dishwasher
really?
And get it back out. Somebody else.
Restaurant.
Am I right
somebody
or wrong?
Has yeah. used that plate.
That's right.
Don't,
right.
don't
right.
people use the same bathroom?
Yeah.
Over and over.
Somebody come out, somebody else go in.
Go
don't
right
they?
On in.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
wrong with this? When you go to the supermarket, don't everybody use different shopping carts at the same time? Don't
wow.
they?
That's yeah. your logic. Okay.
Yes.
Good, good logic.
There's
yeah.
nothing wrong with nothing her wrong. Using this man.
Range it off and serve it.
Okay.
Range it off.
Range it
and
off.
And serve it.
I'm just, I mean, do I make sense to you?
You make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Get
Ray
your
guys,
cookie into the game.
The
you want to fix this?
Yeah.
Just show up the next time you know they together. Mm. He not finna run you off.
No.
No.
You understand that, right?
And it,
well, am I the only threesome participator here?
Well, you're
yeah.
the only one that talked
like
about
you
it yeah, this
sense.
Morning.
Yeah, but
you
it makes sense, though.
You brought it up this
don't
morning.
Don't everybody yeah. ride in the same Uber? Come on.
don't they?
Huh?
They even have Uber pool
yeah.
where you can get
yeah.
in there with
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah.
Getting in it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is Uber love.
Do you
that's
want him or do you want me?
But the single woman wants him all to herself, Tommy. She doesn't
well,
want to share.
Well, she being selfish, Shirley.
Very selfish.
This is very selfish attitude to have. And that's what
and why would you be that selfish?
Yes. This is yeah. what bothers me about
that's,
some women.
I don't
when
understand
they own the man to they self.
Wait. Hold up. What did you just say, nephew? Uh-huh. I want to make sure everyone heard this from the married man. Go ahead, Tommy.
Don't look at me like that right now.
Don't. See, you can't take no. the marriage
well,
all
I'll,
in
I'll
all.
I'll say it. Why would she want a whole man by herself?
Yeah. A good man
you.
At that.
I got you, Tommy. I got you.
Who wants that? You ought to be able to get, you know, you ought to be able to have some fun with this man and send that man on home. That's
my
what you ought to be able to do.
But you know what I thought about, though?
Mm. Hmm.
You think he don't know the other woman is married?
Yeah. He know it.
Yeah, he know.
After 2 years, come on.
He
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he know. His job is to make you think he don't know uh-huh. Shabazz.
Yes.
So he can
he
keep his too.
Now, there you
yeah.
go, Junior.
That's
there
it.
Go. There you go.
He doing his job. He got you fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he playing dumb. That's yeah. what we do.
He playing dumb to get what he want.
Yeah, and what kind that's of it. Best friend are you? Come on.
Why would you tell?
Shut over up. A man.
I don't mind the sharing. I really don't.
We know. That we got
upset.
It.
I'm not upset
Sharon.
With that.
Right.
If I was
off.
That man, I am in heaven right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I got three different things.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
What do you, huh?
Mm-mm.
Okay, what?
Mm-mm. Girl, let it go.
Huh? I didn't get that
what
one,
you got?
Though.
What you got, Tommy?
You got three different
okay,
things.
Okay, he got them two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Do you think he got a main one somewhere? That ain't.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What y'all think
he's
this
got
is?
Other ones, yeah. I agree.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday.
Saturday.
Fill your week up.
Someone needs to tell your best friend about you.
Huh?
And how much of a hater you are. I'm talking to the lady that wrote the letter.
She's very much a
yeah.
hater. I think she should
you're
let her
trying
best
to get in other people's business.
What
that's
gets.
What you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Mind your own damn business.
Don't let that husband you know nothing about this.
A valid question is, are you down with OPP? if that don't fit right there, are you down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. You know the song.
You know how the song go.
You know
are
how
you down
song?
With OPP?
Are you down with OPP? Because that's all this is.
That's all this is. There's nothing more.
Yeah.
Mind your own damn business. Stay out of grown folks'
work
business.
On you.
Work
on
you. Menage a trois. Bring it full circle.
I can't say that, but
let's
whatever that is.
Let's all get in the room and get this off
menage,
my chest.
Menage. I can say menage.
Like Nicki Minaj?
And toi.
Shirley,
I know. It's crazy. She should not have two good men. And why not?
Right.
You all up in other people's business.
I told y'all I have been cheated on.
And stay.
I'm telling you, it works.
Good cookie make you stay, boy.
Never thought about it. How was your evening with Daryl? As I'm taking my shirt off, I'm stepping out of a pants leg. Did he treat you right?
To that good.
Yeah. No, I'm down to my drawers. Socks on.
You know what I'm saying?
What movie y'all see?
I sure hope y'all ate. That mean I ain't got to buy you nothing.
Did he feed you? I'm just standing here now.
Yeah. Junior, that is so funny.
I'm telling the truth. I've done this.
All right, listen. We got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts.
How his mama doing?
On today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And don't forget this Thursday at 1:30 p.m., you can join me for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook Live. I have to thank you guys for filling in for me last Thursday.
You still have a show, Shirley. You might not have a show.
You might not have a
show.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today marks the 9th anniversary of the death of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson died on this day, June 25th. 9 years ago, Michael's death was ruled a homicide, and his personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray, was convicted on involuntary homicide. Here's an exclusive throwback interview that Steve did with the King of Pop. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, you won't even believe this right here. This is the player move to end all player moves.
What?
This is the single best call ever on this radio station.
Who is it?
This one is bigger than President Clinton called.
I'm nervous.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, put your hands together and show your love for the King of Pop, Michael Jackson.
No!
You don't hear me? You don't hear me? You think I'm lying? You don't feel me. Watch what I say. Hey, Mike.
Steve.
How you doing, player?
Wow. How are you?
What's up, brother? How you feel, man?
I went to bed early so I could wake up and speak to you. I'm a really big fan of yours.
Hey, man.
I saw your show, The Kings of Comedy.
Right, right.
And you did a sketch about the Titanic, and I thought that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Incredible.
Michael and I met.
My trailer.
Yeah, this year. He invited me.
On Rock My World.
Right. To rock my world. And I didn't come on the air and tell anybody because I considered that, you know, just a private thing between us. You know, I didn't go out and go, man, I was in Michael Jackson trailer. You know, the brother invited me to his trailer. I met his kids. Great kids, man.
Thank you very much, sir.
Can I pay you this compliment? Your kids didn't act like little rich kids.
Okay.
No, man, they had manners. They were real nice, man. I was playing ball with the little boy. He didn't want to stop. He just kept throwing me the ball. And after a while, I just got into it. I said, all right, little prince, here you go. I'm finna throw you a hot one. Catch it.
Oh, God bless you. You're just a great talent. You're really incredible. You're very funny. Gosh.
God, oh, boy.
Very funny. You have me screaming when I watch that thing. I watch it all the time.
Hey, man, Mike, I know you ain't this type of bro, but I am. So I'm just going to put it out there real like this. Ever since you came back, I told Usher and Cisco to put their shirt back on. Put your shirt back on. Mike is back. You can take that glove off up to your elbow, Usher, and all that mess. The King is back, baby. Your true fans, Michael, are still out there in them streets, man. And I can't even tell you, there are a lot of people out here, man, that really feel you, player, that really wish that they could just feel you some more. And a phone call like this, Mike, I gotta tell you, player, it go a long way, man.
Well, thank you so much. I don't do it never. Often at all. I never do it.
Never, Mike.
This is a first.
Never. Yeah.
It is a first, and thank you. Wow.
Well, I'm happy to do it for you, and it's from the bottom of my heart. You've been so kind and wonderful to me. People used to tell me different places, there's this guy who talks about you every day. And he, I go, well, who is it?
said, his name is Steve. I go, Steve. And then I saw the Kings of Comedy show. I said, this is the guy? I said, oh, my God. I said, I'm a fan of him now.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I've had President Clinton call me from Air Force One before, and it did not have this impact, believe me, because, you know, Clinton cool and everything.
I really like him.
Yeah, he ain't Michael, though. He ain't got no, he ain't wasn't Billie Jean and Beat It in ABC. Right. Looking through the window, window. Wow, that was my jam. I'll be there. Come on, everybody, sing with me. That was my jam, Mike.
Oh, man, so many.
Frame in the mirror.
I'm asking him to change his way. No message could have been any clearer. If you want to make a change, you got to change, Mike is holly laughing. I got the king of pop on the floor. Hey, Mike, that's the one thing, man, that I want to get across to people, that the brother on the phone has been a real brother the whole time. Mm-hmm. Irregardless as to what you hear in the media, what you read about, the tabloids, that garbage, they print stuff about everybody false all the time. I mean, just this cat right here is one of the nicest people in this business and been that way a long time. And it's not harmed a hair on anybody's head, but people have gone after him for monetary gains, just to get money, man. Hey, man, I think it's great for the masses to hear you. Yeah. And, man, every now and then, Mike, just give me a call, player, because my interview with you is always this way. The morning show is motivational and uplifting. Yeah. We are not here to tear nobody down, to poke fun. I got a million jokes I can do about anything else, but I never get off into people's personal lives. But you, brother, you have meant a lot to people, man.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say something to you special, too, man, because a lot of people don't get this one to you. But I got to tell you something. You done meant something to black people, man. And don't ever think you don't, and you haven't. Wow. But you have really, really meant something to a lot of minorities across this country.
I'm proud of my heritage.
Come on, player, say it.
I'm proud of it. I'm proud to be black. I'm honored to be black. And I just hope that one day that they will be fair and portraying me the way I really, really am. Just a loving, peaceful guy wanting to make wonderful, unprecedented entertainment and songs and music and film for the world.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all I want to do. I'm no threat. I just want to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dig that.
That's all I want to do. And bring joy to the world.
You've been doing it, man. You've been doing it. You've been doing it for a long time. I'll say it in closing. Woo! Cisco, Usher, put your shirt on. Mike is back. Michael Jackson. Steve Harvey, The Morning Show. We got big love for you, player.
I love you more.
Hey, brother. Wow. Big love to you. Call us again.
I love you all. Thanks you very much.
So y'all show you love for the one and only king of pop, Michael Jackson.
I love you.
Love you too, dog.
Oh, wow. Gone but not forgotten. The king of pop. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, all right. Listen.
The off-air show, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We talk about some crazy stuff.
Y'all can ever see or hear this.
The outtakes, priceless. Okay, it's Monday. Mm-hmm. Weekend confessions. The nephew always likes to do weekend confessions on Monday. Because what, nephew?
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. That's all. 877-29-STEVE. You give
you're
us a
terrible.
Call. You confess, you don't leave your name, you give me a fictitious name. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, for instance, if your name is what? Change
you
it to
can
what?
Do something like Roller Coaster Robert.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't stupid. Give your real name.
Don't give your real name.
Just give it an activity and a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roller Coaster Robert, Cadillac Johnson, stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you're not here, here to help us. Steve usually is the one that helps, and he's off today. He's celebrating his 11-year anniversary. So congratulations to him.
Lost my money.
Congratulations, Uncle Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead,
you made it to 11. Yeah. We had no
I'm glad to know somebody that did 11.
All those people did 11.
Don't make it sound like he did time.
No. It is like doing time.
No, it's not.
To me.
With good behavior, Jay. Yeah.
It's time off for good behavior,
like
yeah.
Like it, man, I want somebody to shank me in the yard.
So you wore an orange jumpsuit every day?
Every day, man.
Okay, so yeah. we have two confessions. Yes. Please call us, 877-29-STEVE. We have two in-house confessions.
Yes, I have an in-house.
So, Jay, don't forget to change your name.
Oh, I'm Rollercoaster Mike.
Rollercoaster Mike. All right, Rollercoaster Mike. What's your confession?
Rollercoaster Mike, who is a comedian, would like to apologize to his son for making jokes about him because he says it's disrespectful. So Rollercoaster Mike says he's not going to do any more jokes about his son, who is named Terrell.
Oh!
Let's go back. Wait.
So what happened?
Yeah, what happened, Jay?
Mike.
He says that Rollercoaster Mike, when he does jokes about him in the club and does jokes about him on the radio, it's kind of disrespectful. So I'm gonna pull back.
Where he live at, Jay?
Rollercoaster Mike doesn't want to say right now where he lives. He has his.
So he don't have a place.
Yeah, he does have his own place. He has his own place. Yeah, but Rollercoaster.
Is that place in your house?
No, it's not in my house. He moved. He has his own place.
Okay.
And so Rollercoaster Mike will no longer do jokes about.
How old is Rollercoaster Mike?
He's up there in age.
That's his child.
Yeah.
No! Don't put me out there. That's not about me.
I mean, that's Rollercoaster Mike's child.
Okay, so Rollercoaster Mike's child. How old is he?
He's up there in age, yeah.
He up there in age.
He good and grown.
He good and
he
grown.
He over 40.
Yeah. He got medication.
No, he doesn't have any medication. No,
not yet.
But you know
what Steve says?
What?
If you benefit from the joke, you can be part of
the
joke.
Well, I have said that. So
it didn't work.
It didn't work. So as of now, Rollercoaster Mike will no longer do jokes about Terrell.
Don't do this.
He's just not good at confessing.
Daddy loves you, and I will no longer do jokes. And the ones I've already done, and to my daughters, I will no longer do jokes. Them and them some good ass jokes I'm taking out too.
Oh, that's a whole set.
Man, that's a whole 30 minutes.
May I make a suggestion?
Uh-huh.
Do them as Rollercoaster Mike.
Oh, okay.
In his family.
Yeah. There you go.
Rollercoaster Mike, his family.
Just a suggestion.
One of the jokes I did when he was living me, I would call him rent free. And so now he's no longer. He got his own place.
You mean Rollercoaster Mike?
Rollercoaster Mike. Yeah. Call him rent-free.
Okay. Gotcha.
No longer. So I will no longer do any more jokes about my son Terrell.
So we want you to call us 877-29-STEVE. But before we get to the phones, Tommy, you had a confession.
You had an old moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is me confessing that I found out I was old.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. You just found this out?
It's just getting to me that my behind is old.
You sure
you
don't want it
with me too?
Oh, really? You sure you don't want to change your name?
I had an old one with Carl.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let me put him in order. So I'm hosting this thing at BET this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
And it's called Laughter Matters, and I'm there with some more comedians. So, you know, I called myself, you know, I done dropped a few pounds. So I said, I'm going to wear my nice little hip-hop jeans. I'm fly, right?
Mm.
So Rodney Perry comes up to me and said, hey, player, let me holler at you for a minute. I said, what's going on, Rodney? You're looking good, like I lost some weight and stuff. I said, yeah. He said, but you're going to have to untuck that shirt out them jeans.
Oh, no.
I said, huh?
You had your like shirt tucked.
He said, you don't wear your shirt tucked in your jeans.
Oh, Tommy.
I said, I thought you supposed to show off your belt. No, untake that shirt out.
If you're showing the tucked in shirt, please leave the building.
That old man with the tucked in shirt.
So he goes further, right? He goes
don't further, tell me you had a hand on your hip, too.
No.
That draws attention.
So listen to me. So now I say, I look all right now. He looks me over and say, take that damn Bluetooth out your ear, boy.
Yes. I have told you that over and over and
you
over.
That.
Mm. Okay.
Look like
okay.
A hearing aid.
So then.
Well, the
then
person
I
on the shirt tucked in the high-ass pants, please leave the building.
He do not sound like he Team Tommy right now. You know.
But he is, though. That's the crazy part.
One of the young comedians that's on the panel would have said, hey, it's just a pleasure to work with you, OG.
You OG, Tommy?
I'm an OG.
Yeah,
man. I didn't know I was an OG.
With the Bluetooth in the ear.
Yeah, that gave it away.
And then the day Carla was looking at this stuff on her phone.
So listen, I'm on my phone. So, you know, we're talking about trending topics last hour, right? talking about the BET Awards.
BET Awards,
Right, so I'm showing it to Tommy. So he slides over and looks at my phone. How you get that? How you get that on your phone, baby? How you
Where
that
said?
Where that said? Right there. I said, you sound like you are 90 years old. It's on Twitter.
Where you get them trending topics? How you get that on there? Where you get that from?
It's on Twitter, trending topics. Yeah. Scoot his chair back over. Oh.
All right, let's go to the, do we have time to go to the phones now? Let's see. Let's quickly, line five, Curtis out of Detroit, quickly.
Curtis.
We might have to tell him to hold
Curtis.
On.
How you doing?
Hey, Curtis, look, I want you to stay tight. Don't leave me now, but when we come back, you got to confess, and we might talk about the BET Awards too, all right?
All right, buddy.
Right. Hold on, Curtis. We'll have, your real name.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of Weekend Confessions. Weekend Confessions is a Nephew Tommy's segment. Yeah. Tell him about it, Nephew.
You know what? You know how it is. Uh-huh. You know, you call 877-29-STEVE, mm-hmm. and you holler at the nephew. I'm not trying to help you. I'm just want to hear what you're going through. This Weekend Confessions, you give me any kind of name other than your name, all right?
What was
you
know name? What I'm
saying? Yeah. Like Roachy Rachel. You know what I'm saying?
It's a Roachy.
Roller Coaster Mike. Roller Coaster Mike. That's a good name.
As long as it ain't your name. That's all I'm saying.
All right, call us 877-29-STEVE if you have a confession. Let's go to the phones, line five. We were talking to Curtis. Tommy, out of Detroit.
Curtis.
What up, though?
Let's go, bro. Detroit, Motown, let's get it, baby.
All right, man. Hey, man, my name is Curtis Bro.
Gotcha. Yeah, there you and go. These are the breaks.
Yeah. Well, hey, look here, man. I'm going to get right to the point. I met this young lady, and I married her. And I married her out of guilt because after Lavelle Crawford exposed Nephew Tommy of shacking up with that woman all them years at the Hoodies, I was doing the same thing, so I went out and married the woman soon after that.
Mm-hmm. What the hell? I'm in your damn confession.
<It's> your <segment. laughs>
So how long you been married now, Curtis Blow?
I've been married now for over 5 years.
Okay.
And so...
That's a confession.
Well, ain't nobody shacking now. We all
hey,
legit.
Look here, I told her on Father's Day... After 5 years that I was going out to play basketball, but I was really going to celebrate Father's Day with my 2-year-old child and his mama. Wow.
But hold on, let's do the math on this. You've been married for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
You left and went and hung out Father's Day with your 2-year-old child and his mama.
Yep.
And yep. Wife don't know nothing about this baby.
She don't know nothing about my daughter.
Say again.
She knows nothing about my 2-year-old daughter.
Yeah, because there's 3 more years left over. I'm doing my math
correctly.
Mm-hmm. And it's
Curtis.
And it's eating me up inside. But see, but hell, I can't get no help with you, so I'm gonna have to wait till Steve gets back.
Well, no, you ain't finna get no damn help with me. Ain't nobody tell you to make a baby after you've been married for 3 years? Ain't nobody told you that, Curtis?
Are you judging?
And Curtis, yeah. I'm just here for you to be to say what's going on. That's it.
Sounding board.
You don't get no help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of help? Matter of fact, what kind of help can Uncle Steve get you? You already didn't have these children.
Well, hey man, look. You should feel good because it's because of you I got married.
Okay, that's good. But what's eating you up inside? You just need to take you some acid reflux and keep it moving.
Hey, Curtis Blow.
As far as the BET Awards, mm-hmm. I feel
switch that up.
I'm gonna start an online petition that you should host the show next year.
Oh, now that's a great idea. I like that, Curtis.
Appreciate it, Curtis.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I'm gonna start an online petition that Nephew Tommy hosts the show because I'm tired of. I love Jamie Foxx, but damn, there's other people can host shows. And Nephew Tommy, one of them, you know. I just watched you on your Black Talent show the other day. You're doing a great job. All of y'all are doing a great job.
Thank you, Curtis.
Much love, man. Good luck with them children, boy.
Yeah, that still doesn't excuse what you did, Curtis. Okay?
That's all right, Curtis. All these we appreciate
well, he did spend time with them for Father's Day, though.
Yeah, he did. Right he did.
You know what he should do,
because he wanted to be the BET. Uh-huh. Now you
He's going to start this petition. I'm with Curtis.
Team Curtis.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so last night, the BET Awards hosted by Jamie Foxx. A lot of great moments from the awards.
What?
A lot of great moments from the awards. Yeah, the Anita Baker tribute.
That was great.
Well,
yeah,
that was strange moments too.
We'll get to that in a minute.
You ain't got to talk under your breath, man.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Speak up.
Speak up. A lot of strange moments. That's all I'm saying.
It was about the music.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg closed it out. Meek Mill had a moment. Her had a great moment.
What's her real name?
Her real name is she.
She is her real name?
No.
Her name is her.
Yeah. Her is...
Nicki Minaj performed. Yeah. J. Cole performed. So there were some good moments. Cardi B couldn't be there, but she did send a video. Mm-hmm. She couldn't be there because of... And the Migos, of course.
Gotta give it up for
Migos. Which won for best group. But anyway,
go ahead on and talk about the awkward moment.
Yeah, that's what I was getting into. This was crazy, Carla. Okay, Jamie Foxx, as we said, hosted. And Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, star of Atlanta, has been compared to him because he sings, he dances, he acts, he does it all, just like, Jamie Foxx.
Triple threat.
Yeah, being a triple threat. So Jamie Foxx thought it would be a great idea to single out Childish Gambino and bring him up on stage. Boy, was that awkward. Take a listen. We'll talk.
Yeah. All we need is one line. We just want to party just for you. We just want the money. Party just for you, I know you wanna have it. Party just for me, girl, you got me dancing, Lady Liberty.
Why'd you bring me up here to sing this song?
Right.
Keep us me up here all
and
alone.
Leave me alone.
But as we mentioned, Anita Baker. It was her tribute. It was her night last night. Marsha Ambrosius sang. And Lettucey was great. Yeah, and then, my God, oh, Lord, Yolanda Adams.
H-Town.
Yes.
In the building.
She sang, You Bring Me Joy. Here's
that
a little bit of that.
That counts as church, too, if you watch that.
That counts as church.
Definitely counts. With two more gathered. What? It's in the Bible.
Run that, Kat, that Yolanda Adams. Take a listen. Let the church.
My girl right there.
Amen.
Town, baby.
Yeah. To be that fine and be able to sing like that, that's a gift from God.
She was sexy. She was sexy.
You can't be not supposed to say that, though, because it's gospel.
No, I said beautiful.
I'm taking back.
Well, gospel people can be sexy.
You're not supposed to say it, though.
What you supposed to say? Just amen.
Beautiful. Amen. Say that beautiful.
That's how you say beautiful in there.
You don't say fine.
No, you say.
Well, how about this? Just won't he do it? Would that work? Won't he do it?
But I do want to say
how about
that
God is good
all the time.
Flesh of my flesh.
I do want to say that Anita Baker. Normally, when you get a lifetime tribute like that, they perform. The artist
want to go up behind
perform.
Yolanda.
Well, she said she wasn't feeling well.
She didn't want to go up behind Yolanda.
No, that wasn't it, Jay. That wasn't it. We'll be back to close out the show, J. Anthony Brown, Roller Coaster Mike, a.k.a. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It has been a good day. Here we are at the last break of the day, as we mentioned.
What a day. What a day.
Yeah. It's been a good day.
Yes, it has. As we mentioned earlier. Thank you, Jay.
It has.
Steve is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. He's celebrating 11 years.
Of
wedded bliss, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. He never got past nine. This is his first time getting past nine.
Yeah, he made it past nine. Lost my money.
Y'all wrong for this.
Lost all my money.
First one was what? What?
Hey, man.
Let's move on.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, we just couldn't believe he made it to nine.
Well, he did.
Past nine.
That's just amazing to me.
He made it way past nine.
Oh, you too.
I thought he wouldn't make it, but He made it way past nine.
Anyway.
I've been with him for years. I've been trying to divorce him myself.
But he'll be back tomorrow, our fearless leader, and so we can congratulate him in person. And in his absence for closing remarks.
Are y'all looking at us?
You looking at us?
We filled in for you.
We did yours.
We did yours.
The comedy, the comedy amigos, right here.
The comedy amigos. I like that.
Comedy amigos.
The comedy amigos.
Yeah, it's about that time, guys. Yeah.
Walk it, like it, talk it.
We need, because we finna do something real serious.
Shut up, let us do it. Shut up, let us do it. I'm gonna murder that song.
Serious, we serious.
Y'all ain't really the Migos.
Oh, well, yeah, we are.
Wait, we get the jackets.
Comedy Amigos.
You ain't ready.
Oh, I love how the Migos dress. They dress like rock stars.
We finna have that same stuff on.
Don't talk to Tommy about
that. Same stuff, same size. How about that?
Same size. Finna shock y'all. I think we ain't the Migos.
All right,
our closing remarks today are just our BET Award thoughts. I'm going to say it once again. Our closing remarks today are just our BET Award thoughts. Thought number one. Don't call me on stage if I'm not supposed to be on stage.
That's thought number one.
That's it.
And I'm in my pajamas. What do you want me to do?
Thought number one.
Awkward.
That's thought number one. Go ahead, fellas.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward. Thought number two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Wanna go? Okay. Yeah. Thought number two. The teleprompter man can't be watching the show, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't get involved in the show.
I like it, Joe.
Yeah. He froze a lot of people last night.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know who he is, but he was watching the show, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get these words up for Jamie.
Just our BET Award.
This is
thoughts.
These are just thoughts. We're not trying to run your business. Thoughts.
Finger snapping.
Thought number three. If I lose, I'm nominated, but I lose.
Yeah.
I don't need that much camera time. I really don't. You don't have to put the camera on me at all. It's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
Nobody needs to see me. You call my name, I didn't win. I don't need that much camera time. Move on to the winner.
No.
Okay. Let me say this.
Yeah.
Let me say this right here.
Okay.
He is a legend. We love him and adore him.
Yeah.
He is a powerhouse when it comes to film and television.
Let
me say this right here. Tyler Perry, you know your beard is not that black. You just know your beard is not that black, Tyler. Nah. Come on now, Tyler. Your beard ain't that black.
He got some gray in his nephew.
These just BET thoughts.
These are just thoughts. We're not trying to tell you how to run.
None of that.
No.
Tyler was fly, though.
To try to tell you what
was,
to do.
Yeah, he was. Fly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to say this. This is another thought I had just about the award show, the BET Award. When we come back from commercial, can everybody be in their seat? Don't bring us back, and everybody's coming back down the aisle. Sit us on the board.
Live, could you go get back in your damn seat?
Yeah, just make that announcement. You know what I'm saying? I just want to just put that out there. It's just my thought.
Here's my thought. Here's my thought.
BET Awards.
BET Awards thoughts. We're not trying to run your business. I'm directing this to Jamie. We love Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do.
We do. Yeah. Great actor, singer, played piano. He can play the hell out of piano.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if you're doing an impression and we don't know who it is, let us know before you start it.
You're talking about Stephen A. Smith's brother?
That's who that was.
Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany.
That's who them people were doing. He was doing that one. Who was he doing?
We love you, Jamie.
We just thought. These are just thoughts. You know, like, I'm finna do Tiffany Haddish. Let people know. I'm finna do Stephen A. Brother. I'm finna do.
Yeah, that's what I'm finna do.
Start off your impression with the phrase.
That's just a thought.
I'm finna do.
Yeah. I'm finna do.
Let me jump in here.
Get in.
Because it's on my chest.
Get in there. Double dutch.
We don't need a stuffed animal mascot. We don't need that. We don't.
From the Panther, the Black Panther. I didn't know what this was. You got to get your stuffed animal game up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just sorry.
You didn't get that?
This looks like something we won at the carnival. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it don't really look like a... I got you, Tommy. I figured.
It didn't look like the movie official.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
This is just BET thoughts. I was going to save this one, but I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
Because it needs to be said. And this is for older people that's watching the BET Awards.
Careful, Junior.
We need to see a rapper name more than once. When you flash it up there, flash it up there again so older people can grasp who this is rapper.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
We're not sitting there going, who that boy?
Who that boy? They keep saying that. I heard him. Who is that again? Who is that again? Who is that again? They need to see it more than once.
Little man, come in and tell me who the boy is.
So graphic time longer.
We gotta go.
That's all we do.
Steve will be back tomorrow. Thank you guys. We love you. Yeah.
Everybody have a great day.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.